No, I was talking yesterday about responsibility. I this is the thing. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I deal with this over here. I deal with people all the time that come from difficult, broken families, and I watch it so consistently. It's remember in school we used to say that that Darwin was the thing, that we evolved, evolution proves that there isn't a God. Remember all that nonsense, all that rot gut? We had to listen to, yeah, we came from monkeys. Remember all that? Survival of the fittest. Okay, so what's Darwinian about not having a mom and dad together? So many animal species mate for life, including wolf packs. Are we not allowed to consider that we could be among the animal species that mate for life? We break up, it sure is hard and difficult. I look at this no, you do whatever you want. No bad consequences. I want to erase the problems that I make for myself and pretend that's not really it, that it's just something someone invented. It's like, okay, you drop an egg on the floor, it's going to break. Did someone invent that, or is that a reality we have to expect? Well, I'm sorry, Freudian slip. Yeah, we should expect it. I meant to say, is it a reality we have to accept? Maybe I should say, is it a reality we have to expect? You start sleeping around. You make kids in that process, they're going to have an unhappy life compared to if they had a life where mom and dad were together and loved each other and didn't sleep around. This isn't hard. Why is observing that fact so controversial? Now, I'm not going to say people shouldn't debate it, but I'm certainly going to answer it. And I deal with people that are part of the fallout of this recurring failed experiment of attacking the idea of a mom and a dad loving each other. So it's like, that's such a evil, horrible idea. The greatest evil in the world is that you need a mom and dad. Really? That's what I hear. I made this suggestion on my YouTube channel a while back. I'm like, yeah, I said, I believe that the best way for someone to grow up and have a stable, successful life is that the mom and the dad that had sex to make that kid love each other and stay together for life. That's Darwin biology. The ones that made them raise them. Dog mothers raise their own pups. I mean, it's their instinct. We need to stay together. So it's like, why is it that people oppose that? Is it possible that the reason people are sleeping around is because they're looking for a behavioral opioid to distract them from the sexual abuse that they may have gone through? They keep abusing themselves sexually to try to tell themselves that some sexual abuse from the past didn't really matter. Well, if it didn't matter, then how can you keep doing so much of it? And they're creating unstable environments for children because they themselves are unstable and refuse to get counseling or just do personal soul searching of any kind to deal with their own shtick. Are we allowed to consider that? Because I think statistically you'll find that there's truth in that. I want to know. These people running around, throwing around words like cis, CIS, talking about how, like yelling at people for not being in the LGBTQ community. Look, LGBTQ, I love you. I'm not going to join. Do you hate me? That's the test of friendship. I've got a friend out in Cali. Are you listening? No, I don't want to say your name. Although I'll say this, you've got a great new name. I'll leave that. I just want, it's just respect. Okay. No, we've been through this. It's like, you are what you are. I love you. Just don't try to tell me what I have to like. I won't tell you what you have to like. Don't tell me what you have to like. Okay. That's great. That's great. But then I run into these other people that are angry if you're not LGBTQ. You've got to become a homosexual or else you hate homosexuals. If you're not homosexual, you're homophobic, and that's it. And we're going to yell at you and accuse you of things that aren't true, but we'll accuse you anyway and say that they're true. Okay. I'm serious. To those people that run around and are so angry at the world, I want to know I want full disclosure on their sexual childhood. Were they abused before the age of 21? Were they ever raped? Did they ever have date rape? I want the truth. If someone's going to run around and stand in judgment, I want to know who my judge is. We got someone, they want to judge me. I want to know that person's background. I want to know. I want to know if there's, I want to know if there's some alternative motive for this. Look, I'm not out to hurt anybody. I just want people to be happy. I got friends I deal with all over the place. And I see so many self-destructive decisions. They want to do this, but then they do all these things that sabotage their own plans again and again and again. And I look at it and I'm like, that is just what your dad kept doing to your mother that literally drove her insane. Like, she can't sleep at night because he did that same thing to her, and now you're doing it to yourself. It's like, do you want out of this? I don't like people being hurt. I want to do whatever is going to help people stop being hurt. Are we allowed? Are we allowed to? So at some point, if we want to stop experiencing pain in our own lives, we've got to be willing to listen to things that we might not like to hear. They're out there. You don't need me to tell them to you. And I'll tell you something. What I'm finding as I'm looking at friends who hurt themselves consistently, they don't want to listen. I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh my goodness. I myself don't want to listen. There's stuff I don't want to listen to. I'm an ass. I really am. I'm not in what I'm saying here, in other things. And I'm in Taiwan. I step on their culture constantly. I have to apologize for ignorance constantly. Now, my Taiwan friends, they hear it from me too. It's like, no, I don't, me from my country where I didn't know about you, I don't have the same assumptions as you. And how you do things here are not the same everywhere in the world. Stop being so self-centered. Okay, they hear that from me. No, I don't know that. You know that because you grew up hearing that. But I didn't learn to use chopsticks from my childhood. I taught myself. I only know that because I tried to learn, and I'm here to learn more. But at the same time, there's ways in which I'm not patient with people. I've got to hear it. So maybe other people will be willing to listen to me if I'm willing to listen. Because my ideas are not all that grand. I see Taiwan doing what I said, you know, yesterday, that Taiwan's doing. I watch Taiwan doing this. And I'm not going to criticize. It's tempting for me to say, why don't they just lock down Taipei? Why don't they just, you know, lock it down for 2 weeks and shut down the virus? It's tempting for me to say that, but it's not my country. I'm not going to apologize for calling it a country, John Cena. But it's, you know, I don't know what's going on in someone else's house. And I'm not going to try to judge other people for their struggles. I'm just going to try to love them and find any solution possible. I do think that if we can keep mom and dad together, kids will statistically have a better shot. I'll try anything, and I'm not going to say something's bad just because saying that thing would make it so that I can't run away from a past. Love you. See you tomorrow.